今天早晨我要和弟兄姊妹一同来交通聚会的生活。
This morning I'd like to share with you the life of gathering together.
我请大家和我一同来读一些圣经。
Let's turn to some passages together.
我们先看希伯来书第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章。第二十五节。
Verse 25.
你们不可停止聚会，好像那些停止惯了的人，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.
帖撒罗尼迦后书。
Second Thessalonians.
第二章。
Chapter 2,
第一节，帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第一节，弟兄们，论到我们主耶稣基督降临和我们到他那里聚集。
Concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered to him.
那个最后那个聚集啊，可以翻成聚会，我们要到他那里去聚会。
And as we are being gathered to him.
马太福音第十八章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter
18. 第二十节。
Verse 20.
因为无论在哪里，有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
For where two or three gather together in my name, there am I with them.
我们再看哥林多前书第十四章。
First Corinthians chapter 14.
哥林多前书第十四章二十六节。
First Corinthians chapter 14, verse 26.
弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。
What then shall we say, brothers? When we come together, everyone has a hymn, or a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. All of these must be done for the strengthening of the church.
我们再看《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter
2. 使徒行传第二章。
Acts chapter
2. 第四十二节。
Verse
42. 都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer.
我们从希伯来书第十章二十五节那里可以看见。
From Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25.
不可停止聚会是一个命令。
That not giving up gathering together is a command.
这不是使徒的一个光是一个劝勉，那是一个命令。
That was not encouragement of the apostles, but it was a command.
所以基督徒不可以停止聚会。
Therefore, as a Christian, we may not stop gathering together.
我想首先我们必须记住这是神的命令。
So first of all, we must remember that it is a command of God.
我们知道在圣经中有很多的命令。
That we understand in the scripture, there are many different commands.
当这些命令出现的时候，
That when these commands appear,
那都是这些事是非常的重要。
That these are concerning very important matters.
那个不重要的事情呢，不会用命令来说的。
That God would not command it if it's not important.
弟兄姊妹们，
And dear brothers and sisters,
不可停止聚会是一个命令。
Do not stop or giving up gathering together is a command.
我想我们作为基督徒，我们应该作为一个听命令的人。
And therefore, as a Christian, we must be one who obeys God's command.
这不是人的命令。
It is a command of man.
这是神的命令。
But that of God's.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
And therefore,
聚会是非常重要的一件事情。
Therefore, gathering together is something very crucially important.
在约翰福音十二章五十节那里说
In John chapter 12 verse 50 says
他说神的命令就是永生
That God's commandment is eternal life
这告诉我们如果我们能遵守神的命令我们就能够充满神的生命
It tells us that if we obey God's command then we will be filled with the life of God
我们就能够享受这个生命
Then we will be enjoying the life of God
什么时候违背这个命令
But whenever we disobey God's command
你就违背了生命你会失去生命
Then you will disobey the principle of life and you lose that life
所以对一个基督徒来讲要明白什么是神的命令
So as a Christian we must understand what is the commandment of God
这是非常重要的一件事情
Because that is crucially important
主耶稣在约翰福音十四章也告诉我们
And in John chapter 14 the Lord tells us
主说有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的
He says those who have my commandments and obey them and he is the one who loves me
这样的话在约翰福音里面出现过好多次
And such word appeared many times in the gospel according to John
我们如果真正是一个爱主的人
If we're truly one who loves the Lord
我们就应该遵守神的命令
Then we must obey his commandments
所以什么叫一个爱神的人呢
So who is the one who loves God?
是一个遵守神命令的人才是真正爱神的人
He is the one who obeys God's command
所以如果我们不能遵守神的命令
Therefore if we do not obey his command
弟兄姊妹说明了我们不够爱神
Then it tells us that we do not love the Lord enough
啊，所以这里给我们看见这个遵守神的命令跟神的爱是有关系的
And therefore here it tells us that loving God and obeying his command is one, two sides of one coin
约翰在晚年的时候
And the late years of John
在他的书信里面
In his epistles
用这个命令这个字用了很多次
He used the word command or commandments many times
啊，比方说在约翰一书二章三节里面
For example in 1 John chapter 2 verse 3 says
他说遵守命令的就是认识他
He says those who obey his command is the one who knows him
你认识主吗
Do you know God
那么看你有没有遵守神的命令
And you can tell whether you obey God
一个真正遵守神命令的人才是一个真正认识神的人
One who obeys God's command is the one who truly know God
啊，他也告诉我们说在约翰一书二三章二十二节告诉我们说
And John also tells us in John 1 John chapter 3 verse
一个人守主命令的人呢、啊，他就能够得着所有一切所求的
One who obeys God's command will receive everything he asks of God
今天我们常常在神面前祷告呼求神帮助我们这个求神给我们那个
Nowadays we beseech the Lord we ask him for this and that
但是约翰告诉我们
But John
只要你能守神的命令
As long as you obey God's commandments
神就成全你把一切所求都给你
Then God will give you everything you ask
啊在约翰一书三章二十四节那里告诉我们
And in 1 John chapter 3 verse 24 says
他说一个人如果能守主的命令
If anyone who obeys the commands
他就会住在神里面
That he is the one who lives in him
所以一个人能够住在神里面
So for one to live in God
他是守主命令的人
Then he must be one who obeys God's command
那么并且在约翰一书五章三节告诉我们
And in 1 John chapter 5 verse 3 also tells us
他说神的诫命不是难守的
That it is not difficult to obey God's command
神没有为难我们
God never burdens us
啊，神让我们所做的不是做不到的事情
That whatever he commands us is not impossible
所以神的诫命不是难守的
Therefore his commandments are not burdensome
到了启示录里面他也告诉我们
And also in the book of Revelation
我们要守神的诫命和主耶稣基督的见证
That we must keep God's commandments and his testimony
弟兄姊妹们
And dear sisters
当神把他的命令给我们的时候
When God gives us his commandments
他就要求我们要能够持守他
He requires us to obey it
就是无论如何艰难无论如何难都要守得住
And no matter how difficult it is we must obey it
我想今天呢我们生活在这个世界中
And nowadays we living in a world as such
有政府的命令
And there's laws from the government
如果你在军中的话呢那更是有军队里面有命令
And if you're in the army there's a martial law
啊，那么那个命令下来的时候那是最重要的一个吩咐对吧
And once the command is given it is something that's very important
所以我们中国人呢 用这个命令这两个字，我觉得是非常好。
And I like the Chinese translation for the word commands.
简单的说，就是用你的命来守住那个令，就是命令。
And simply put it, you must keep that law or command with your life.
命可以丢掉，令不能不守。
You can lose your life, but not to keep, in order to keep the law.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要记得啊。
So you must remember.
不可停止聚会是神的命令。
So do not give up in gathering together. That is a command of the Lord.
那个意思说啊，你可以不要命，但是不能不聚会。
That means that you can lose your life, but you cannot giving up gathering together.
因为这是命令。
Because that was a command.
我们就应该这么守住。
And that is something we need to keep.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当然我们知道，神命令我们是为要叫我们蒙福的。
Of course, we know that all commandments was given to bless us.
不是叫我们受苦啊。
Not to let us suffer.
是为叫我们蒙福。
But to be blessed.
那么为什么在希伯来书里面呢？希伯来书的作者会这样的把神的命令交付给当时的百姓呢？
But why is it the author of the book of Hebrew commands the children of God this way?
因为我们知道当时在犹太人中间的信主的这班信徒们，他们遇见一个非常非常艰难的一个局面。
Because we know that those Israelites who believe in Jesus at that time face a very difficult circumstance.
罗马的政权
that the Roman rule
他是保护哈，当时他所有管辖地区里面所有的宗教。
It protects all the religion within their realm.
所以开头的时候他们以为信耶稣的这班人呢是属于犹太教。
So in the beginning they thought that those who believe in Jesus still belong to Judaism.
因为罗马政权保护犹太教的关系，所以开始的时候也保护了所谓信主的人。
So in the beginning the Roman government protect the Christianity thinking they were part of Judaism.
到后来呢他们知道原来信耶稣的人呢跟犹太教是不一样的。
And finally they found that there is a difference between or distinction between the two.
所以他们只保护犹太教就不保护基督徒了。
And so then from then on they began to protect Judaism only and not Christianity.
所以那个时候在基督徒中间呢产生了非常大的一个恐慌。
And therefore there a great fear arose among the Christians.
很多人就想退回到犹太教里面去。
And many people want to retrieve when going back to Judaism.
当然在这样一种气氛的底下。
And especially in that atmosphere.
我们知道基督徒要聚会那就不容易了。
And it was difficult for Christians to gather together.
这是当时的一个背景。
And that was the background at that time.
但是呢这个时候呢使徒们呢把神的命令带来了。
But it was at this time the apostle brought the command of the Lord.
不管环境怎样改变。
No matter how the circumstances change.
不管情形是怎么多恶劣。
No matter how difficult was the situation.
不可停止聚会。
Do not give up gathering together.
那么神下了命令。
And because that was commandment of the Lord.
所以你知道，在那个时候，当这班基督徒他们要聚会的时候，他们要付上很重大的代价。
And therefore we know that for those Christians to get together, they needed to pay a price.
我们晓得今天呢在这个世界中还有很多的地区是这样的。
And we know that it's the same thing happening in different regions of the world.
他们要聚会。
That they need to gather.
他们就要冒着被抓的、被捕的这个危险。
And they're risking their lives or being captured.
他们要聚会，他们就可能会被判刑。
And they may be sentenced to prison when they get together.
他们要聚会，他们就可能要受苦。
And they probably will suffer when they get together.
当时在犹太人中间的这一班信徒们，他们就面临这么一个危险。
And that was the same risk or danger was faced by those Israelite believers.
我想今天我们在自由的地区里面。
And now we're in the area where there's freedom.
我们聚会非常自由，对吧
？And there's so much freedom for us to get together.
今天早晨有没有谁来聚会说是提心吊胆的呢？有没有
？Did you come this morning in such a fear?
没有提心吊胆的。
No.
弟兄姊妹们。主把我们摆在一个自由的地区里面，我们可以自由的聚会。
But sister, God has given us such freedom, place us in the place of freedom where we can get together.
但是请我们记得。
But please remember.
不可停止聚会，仍旧是个命令。
Not giving up on the meeting together still is a command.
今天我们没有外面的环境上的限制，没有什么政治的压力。
Today we do not receive any pressure from the government not getting together.
但是呢我们在聚会生活中仍旧有难处。
But in our life of getting together, there are still difficulties.
这个最大的难处是什么呢
?You know what is the most difficult thing for us?
就是我们自己。
It is ourselves.
因为我们太顾自己了。
Because we pay so much attention to ourselves.
啊，请我们记得啊。
Please remember.
一个人如果太顾自己了。
When one pays too much attention to himself.
你就不可能有好的聚会生活。
Then you will not have a good life of gathering together with the saints.
我们的己成为我们的聚会生活上面最大的一个拦阻。
Because this self becomes the greatest hindrance for us to get together with the saints.
啊，因为我有我的兴趣。
Because I have my own desires.
我有我的意见。
My own.
我有我的看法。
Thoughts.
一直很多这些东西啊，从己里面出来的时候呢，经常就妨害我们聚会。
And when all these coming out of the self would hinder our gathering together.
所以变成今天要聚会啊。
And therefore, for us to get together today,
对有些基督徒来讲，我们需要舍己。
To some Christians, we must deny ourselves.
你不舍己，你很难聚会的。
And it's difficult to gather together if we do not deny ourselves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
我们要记得，不可停止聚会是神所给的一个命令。
Please remember that not giving up gathering together is a command of the Lord.
在主还没有回来之前，
and before the Lord comes again.
我们在地上的生活
in our daily lives,
就是看我们能不能守住神的命令。
It would, we would need to manifest whether we can keep God's commandment.
那些愿意守神命令的人是有福的。
And those who are willing to obey God's command is blessed.
那些愿意守神命令的人，弟兄姊妹们，是神所喜悦的。
And those who are willing to obey God's command is pleased by God.
所以求主让我们每一个基督徒都成为一个遵守神命令的人。
So that may the Lord help us that each one of us become a Christian who obeys His God's command.
我要再说啊，这不是人的命令，这是神的命令。
Let me stress again, it is not man's commandment, but God's.
包括我，包括你，包括他，所有人都在内。
And including me and you and everyone else.
所以我们要守住神的命令，这是很重要的。
Therefore, it is important for us to keep God's commandment.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们呢，
and the author
特别在这个末后的日子，
especially in the end times.
他说：“你既知道那日子的临近。”
He says that you knowing the day approaching.
那我们更是要守住这个命令。
Then we need to keep God's command even more so.
所以这里告诉我们，聚会的生活不是件小事情呢。
And here it tells us it's not a small matter for us to get together.
这个跟主的再来有密切的关系的。
It has a close relation with God's coming again.
那我想我们现在啊，要回头，既然聚会这么重要，
and since getting together is so important,
那么回头再把这个聚会的意义我们再好好的来交通一下。
Then we want to share a little bit more on the meaning or significance of gathering together.
我们都清楚啊，
and we all understand,
教会这个字的本身的意思里面就包括聚会的意思在里面。
That the very word church encompasses the meaning of gathering together.
在希腊文里面呢，这个 ecclesia 这个字哈，这个字本身就是告诉我们说，神把我们呼召出来聚会。
And the Greek word ecclesia means God had called us out and to get together.
所以一个基督徒一蒙恩得救之后，弟兄姊妹，你就是蒙召来聚会。
And therefore, once you're saved, you're actually called to get together.
并且保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章告诉我们了。
And in 2 Thessalonians, Paul says,
这个不仅是今天我们在地上我们该有的一个聚会的生活。
It is not the life that we should have on earth only.
他说将来我们要到他那里去聚会。
But in the end, we will be gathered to him.
所以这句话很简单告诉我们了。
So it simply tells us,
将来到永世里做什么呢？
You know what we do in eternity?
到永世做什么呢？
What do we do in eternity?
聚会。
Gathering together.
如果你不喜欢聚会啊，
And if you do not like meetings,
那你可是麻烦。
Then you will be in trouble.
啊，那个是要聚会一直聚到永永远远。
Because that's an everlasting meeting.
我们知道我们的神呢，从来不做没有意义的事情。
You know that our God never do anything that's not significant.
既然他叫我们聚会，
And as long as, since he tells us to get together,
这个里面有丰富的意义，对不对？
Then it must have a very, abundant meaning in it.
神不是人啊。
God is not man.
弟兄姊妹们，我们人常常做很多无聊的事情。
Oftentimes we do something that's meaningless.
神从来不做没有意义的事情。
But God never do so.
既然他要我们聚会，
as long as he commands us to get together,
那我们就知道这个聚会是里面有丰富的意义在里面。
Then we know that gathering together has a very rich meaning.
那么在罗马太福音第18章那里告诉我们了。
In Matthew chapter 18 tells us,
这个聚会呢是应当以主为中心的。
That God or the Lord should be the center of our meeting.
啊，他说你们奉我的名聚集。
He says, when two or three gather together in my name,
啊，我就与你们同在。
And then there I will be with them also.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是简单的告诉我们整个聚会的真正的意义。
So it tells us in a very simple way the meaning of gathering together.
所以聚会不是以人为中心的。
Therefore, get together is not centered around man.
聚会也不是以什么活动为中心的。
It's not centered around certain activities.
聚会也不是以任何其他的这些事物做中心的。
Nor is it centered around any other matter.
聚会那是以主为中心。
But Lord Himself.
我觉得这个我们必须要牢牢的守住。
And we must keep this.
所以他告诉我们，我们的聚会呢是聚在主的名下。
And therefore it tells us that we are gathering together in His name.
那这告诉我们，奉主名的聚会，我们这不是聚在任何人的名下。
That we do not gather under anyone else's name.
但是你会发现，今天在地上的基督教里面。
But as you look around in today's Christianity.
很多时候是挂人的名。
A lot of times we see it's gathering under a name of a person.
那么一个有大有恩赐的人，或者一个有名望的人。常常把他的名抬得很高。
And someone whose name was highly exalted because he was greatly gifted.
我们很多时候是因为他的名我们就聚了，对不对？
And sometimes we get together because of the person's name.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很大的错误。
And that is a great mistake.
聚会不在任何人的名下。
We do not gather under anyone else's name.
聚会那是聚在主的名下。
But in the name of Jesus.
如果我们要聚这个真的聚会。
If we want to have a true meeting.
必须聚在主的名下。
Then we must be gathered under His name.
希伯来书那里讲到，你们不可停止聚会。这个希腊原文呢，是个很特殊的字。
And the original Greek language, when it's used in Hebrew, saying that we do not give up gathering together.
跟帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章到主那里去聚会，这两个字是同样一个希腊字。
It's a very special word, and it's the same word it used in 2 Thessalonians when it says we're gathered to Him.
啊，这个字念起来很长。
And it's a very long word.
我想再给弟兄姊妹一个印象。
And I want to give you another impression.
这个字念起来是这样念，是 Episunagoge 这个是一个名词。
It is a noun.
就它是 Episunago 的一个名词。
It is a noun word, noun form of the word Episunago.
在新约圣经里面只用了两次。
It was only used two times in New Testament.
弟兄姊妹，这个字
And this particular word,
啊，它有特别的意义在里面。
It has a very special meaning.
我们知道在希腊文里面。
And we know that in Greek,
你前面如果加了一个前面一个词，加了一个 epi 这个字的话呢
？If you put the prefix epi to a word,
它就会有不同的意义出来。
It would change the word to a different meaning.
啊，我们举个例子说明啊。
For example,
比方说在以弗所书第一章。
For example, in Ephesians chapter 1,
那么那里讲到说真知道，对吧？真知道，使你们真知道他。
When the verse says truly know him or know him better,
那么在罗马书第十章，
in Romans chapter 10,
那里讲到真知识。
That a true knowledge,
那都是怎么样，在原来知识这个字的前面加上的 epi 这个字。
And it was all added with the prefix epi to the word knowledge.
所以它叫 epignosis 这个字的话呢，就把它翻成是真知道，或者变成真知识。
Therefore, epignosis meaning true knowledge.
我们知道 sunago 这个字平常就是我们聚集在一起的意思。
And the word sunago means getting together.
那么现在加上个 epi 就 episunago。
And when we add the prefix epi, when it becomes episunago,
那么我们只好把它翻成什么？变成真聚会，真聚会。
It means a true sense, a meeting in a very true sense.
所以呢，在基督徒的聚会里面
，And therefore in a gathering of the saints of Christians,
我们不敢讲说有假聚会啊。
We dare not say there is a meeting of a false meeting.
但是有很多时候可能我们聚的不够真。
But a lot of times perhaps we're not gathering really in truth.
所以一个真正的聚会，第一个要求的条件。必须是在主的名下。
Therefore, having a meeting in its truest sense must be gathered in the name of Jesus.
我们不能用不只能用主的名来聚集。
We can only gather in the name of Jesus.
你不可以用任何的人、任何的团体的名来聚集。
Not under the name of any organization or any individual.
所以你知道在200年前呢，当弟兄运动起来的时候，
So in 200 years ago when there is a brother movement,
他们连那个聚会厅外面呢，这个聚会这个牌子都不要的。
And they did not any have any sign outside their gathering place.
他们的意思就真正的聚会是聚在主的名下。
Because for them to gather is to gather under the name of Jesus only.
我们当这个新会所盖起来的时候，我本来想说最好什么名都不要啊。
And when this building was first built, I thought we should not have any sign outside.
后来呢，有弟兄们觉得说哈，假设你不放个名啊，这附近的邻居也会怀疑这里到底是什么人呢？在这里。
And so some brothers suggested without putting a sign, the neighbors would suspect what kind of gathering is this.
那么人家来聚会呢，要找这个地方也不容易啊。
And it would be also difficult for others to find the meeting place.
所以我们勉强用了一个名字在那里。
So with some
一个 title.
Anyways, we put a sign or a title outside.
那请我们记得。
And please remember,
我们不是在这个名下聚会的。
But we do not gather under that title.
弟兄姊妹，我们呢是在主的名下聚会的。
But brothers and sisters, we're gathering under the name of Jesus.
啊，我们必须要明白这个，才能有真的聚会啊。
And in order to have a true meaning, we must understand this.
那么，不仅是聚在主的名下。
Not only we're gathering under the name of Jesus.
并且要聚在主的同在里面。
But we must be gathering in the presence of the Lord.
一定要。有主的同在。
We must have the presence of the Lord.
那么我们晓得，事实上主是与我们同在的，对不对
？Well, in actuality, we know that God is with us.
无论我们在哪里，他都与我们同在。
And He is with us wherever we are.
尤其在聚会里面，他更是与我们同在。
And He's especially with us when we're in a meeting.
主在这里告诉我们说，若是有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就必与他们同在。
The Lord tells us, when two or three gather together in My name, there I am with them.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters.
我们怎么样来实行这件事情呢
？How do we practice such matter？
主的同在这个真理是你需要你用信心来接受的。
And you must receive God's presence, this truth of God's presence with
your faith. 所以，因此，当我们每次聚在一起的时候
，And therefore, every time we meet，
我们应该把我们的注意力都摆在主身上。
We need to turn all our attention to God Himself.
我们运用信心
，That with our faith，
我们相信主与我们同在
，And we believe that God is with us。
我们从深处祷告说：“主，你在这里。
”And in our depth, we pray that God, you're with us。
今天早晨，我是聚在你的同在里的。
But this morning, I'm actually gathering in your presence。
弟兄姊妹们
，And dear brothers and sisters，
我们知道这个是非常重要的一件事情。
We know that this is a very important matter。
当然，主应许我们有两三个人聚集。就有主的同在。
And when the Lord and promises us, when two or three gather together in His name, He is with us.
但是我们晓得。
But we know.
有时候聚会聚到最后只剩下两三个人呢、啊，那也是很大的试炼。
And we know that it would become a great trial when we gathered, we finally we shrink the size to two or three people.
今天早晨如果我们早上起来了，一看，这只有两三个人在这里。
And if we come this morning, we only saw two or three gathering.
那我想，我这个道也讲不下去了，对不对
？And I believe it would be difficult for me to preach.
来聚会的人一定要垂头丧气的，就两三个人。
And those who come would just feel very discouraged. There are only two or three gathering.
但是主提醒我们。
But the Lord reminds us.
不是两三个人的问题。
It is not the problem of numbers.
是主的同在的问题。
It is a matter whether God is with us.
我感谢主啊
！And I thank the Lord.
我在很年轻的时候，主就在这方面教导我学点功课。
When I was very young, the Lord began to teach me in this matter.
啊，容许我再把我自己的那个故事再讲一遍。
Please allow me to repeat again my own story.
我26岁就蒙召出来侍奉主。
I was called to serve the Lord in full-time ministry when I was 26.
那么有一段时间呢。那么我被打发到一个独立的聚会里面服侍。
And for a period of time, I was sent to an individual meeting.
当然，那个聚会的人数不太多。
And it was very few.
那么我在那里呢，我也尽心竭力的服侍。
And but I gave my heart and gave my all.
但是呢，有一个常常会碰见一个困难。
But there was one difficulty I often encountered.
就是、啊、那个祷告聚会人少得可怜。
And that the prayer meeting had very few people attending.
啊。有的时候啊，那个祷告聚会啊，只有三个人。
And sometimes there were only three.
啊，那个时候呢，我住在会所里面。
And I was living in the meeting hall.
那我是跑不掉的了，对吧
？So of course I had to attend.
那么还有一个呢，退伍军人，一个退伍军人的弟兄，他也住在会所里。
There was a brother who was a veteran. He was living in the church as well.
所以我们两个都是跑不掉的。
So we are the two that you can count on.
那么还有一个老姊妹就住在会所隔壁。
There was an elderly sister who lived right next to the church.
所以有的时候天气不好的时候啊。那个祷告聚会就我们三个人。
So when weather's not good, only three of us are gathering.
你知道我那个时候年纪有轻才26岁啊。
You know, I was only 26.
跟一个退伍军人，然后跟一个老太太。
And I was with an elderly lady and a veteran.
我们三个人跪在那里祷告。
And so as we three knelt before the Lord and prayed.
哎呀，我一直在叹气。
And I was just sighing. I just kept on sighing.
越想越委屈啊。
And I just feel very bad.
因为我想我26岁才26岁
And I was thinking I'm only 26
我想想我的同学们、啊、
And where are my classmates
哎呀他们在这个他们在做他们的事业他们在那外面玩耍在那做事我做什么事啊
And what am I doing while they're building their careers and having fun
我在这里跟一个老太太跟一个退伍军人三个人跪在这里
But here I am kneeling down with an old lady and a veteran
越想越委屈啊
And I just feel very bad for myselfAnd pitying myself.
所以祷告也祷告不出来。
So I could not pray.
啊，人少。
And it was very few of us.
再加上这个很憋气，哎，这个聚会真是聚得真难过了。
And it was just very discouraging.
啊，如果你有30个人
，If you have 30 people,
你祷告一个钟头还容易一点。
Then it's easy for you to pray for an hour.
我们三个人要祷告一个钟头啊。
But for us three to pray for 1 hour.
哎呀。这个时间真是难熬啊
And it was, the time just, it seemed very long
所以好几次祷告完起来了我躺在床上心里难过的
And after several prayer meetings when I lie on the bed I feel very bad
觉得自己非常的委屈
And I just have pity on myself
我怎么跑到这样的地方来了
And how can I come to this gathering place
感谢主
But I thank the Lord
主就在那里教导我
And the Lord was teaching me
主说啊
The Lord said
你来聚会啊
And you come to the meeting
你是来凑热闹的呢你还是来敬拜我的呢
Are you coming to worship me or just to join the crowd?
你看有的时候聚会人多一点的时候哦这个精神就来了哈
And because you will be energized when you see a crowd gathering.
祷告的声音也大了。
And you pray louder.
三个人两个人你就没气了。
But two or three, you just pray very softly.
弟兄姊妹们主在我里面就教导我。
But brother and sister, the Lord was teaching me.
哎呀，我一下子间被提醒。
And then I was reminded.
弟兄姊妹，聚会。
Friends, sisters.
是要注意主的同在。
As we gather together, we must pay attention to the presence of the Lord.
我们不要管他外面多少人。
Not paying attention to the number of
people. 我们的毛病是什么？人多我们就兴奋，对不对啊
？Because we, by our nature, will be energized by a crowd.
人少我们就泄气。
And then we feel lose heart when there are few.
哦，那天我实在被主的灵感动。
But that day, as I was moved by the spirit of the Lord,
我说好主，感谢你。
I said, the Lord, thank you.
我错了。
I'm wrong.
我聚会是应该来到你的跟前，我不应该注意多少人的。
I should not pay attention to how many were gathering. I should just come before you.
啊，我也不应该看这是个退伍军人，那是个老太太，我不要看这个。
Nor should I pay attention who were gathering with me, whether it be elderly or a veteran.
所以后来又有一次祷告聚会，又是三个，就我们三个。
And so another prayer meeting came, and then there just three of us again.
但是我里面的感觉完全不一样。
But I felt completely different.
我好好的伏在主的跟前。
I was prostrate before the Lord.
啊，运用我的信心。
And with my faith.
哇，我就感觉两三个人注意与我同在啊。
And I really feel the presence of the Lord, even though there were only two or three.
所以我从心的深处呼喊主啊，有你就够了。
And from the depth of my heart, I cry, Lord, having you is
enough.
有
你就够了，对不对
？Having you is enough.
所以那天晚上呢，我们就来个大祷告啊。
So that day we had a great prayer meeting.
虽然只有三个人
，even though there were only three.
哇，我这个整个灵呢都释放，在那里大大的祷告。
But I was shouting, crying, cry out to God because my spirit was set free.
祷告完了之后啊
，And after the prayer meeting,
这个里面很满足啊
，And I feel so much so satisfied and very happy.
弟兄姊妹们，其实外面没什么快乐的原因，对不对
？You know, outwardly there doesn't seem to be reason to be happy.
主的同在就是我们最大的喜乐和满足。
Yeah, the presence of God is the greatest satisfaction, the greatest joy.
所以主说，只要有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就与他们同在。
So the Lord says, as long as there are two or three gathered together in my name, there I am with them.
所以你要知道这句话主 主为什么没有说两三百人两三千人聚会我就与他们同在
And you must understand why did not the Lord said as 200 or 300 or 2 or 3,000 get together I would be with them
就是你只要 有几个人聚会有了这个聚会的这一个原则神的同在就显明了
But as long as gathering in the right principle then God is with them
所以这是多么宝贵的一件事情
And how precious that is
所以今天我们要聚会要聚那个真的聚会
So today we must gather in the most truest sense
聚在主的名下
To gather in the name of Jesus
聚在主的同在里面
To gather in the presence of the Lord
神用聚会啊保护我们
And God preserve and protect us with meetings.
神也用聚会来造就我们。
And God also edify us through meetings.
所以一个人呢，离开聚会。
So when one is departed from meetings.
没有好的聚会生活。
And when he is not living the life of gathering together.
会失去神的保护的。
And he will lose the protection of the Lord.
主耶稣在马太福音23章27节那里告诉我们。
And the Lord tells us in Matthew chapter 23 verse 27.
他说耶路撒冷啊耶路撒冷啊。
He says, Jerusalem and Jerusalem.
我多次愿意聚集你们像母鸡把小鸡聚集在一起。
Many times I want to gather you like the hen gathering the chick.
但是你们呢不愿意。
But you were not willing.
啊。弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
啊。主用了一个很浅显的一个很小的一个比喻来说明
And the Lord used a very simple analogy to explain to us
就说明我们是小鸡
That we're little chicks
主是母鸡
And God is the hen
好我们应该在他的翅膀底下得到保护
And we should be protected under his wings
啊，我们知道这个老鹰啊这个来的时候这个是很危险的一件事情
And we know that it's dangerous when the eagle comes
小鸡呢没有力量保护自己
Because the chicks has no way to protect themselves
所以只有在母鸡的保护底下
Only when they're under the wings of the hen
那么它才安全
Then it would be safe
所以主用了这么一个比方
So the Lord used that analogy
说明我们聚会的生活就像小鸡在母鸡的荫下一样
To speak of our gathering together just like hiding under the wings of the hens
在马太福音16章那里
In Matthew chapter 16
主也告诉我们说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上
that I would build my church upon this rock
阴间的门不能胜过它
that the power of Hades cannot overcome it
这告诉我们只有在聚会的生活里面我们活在这个身体的实际当中我们就胜过仇敌
then it tells us only in when us gather together we live in the reality of the body then we overcome the enemy
这实在是个秘诀
because that is a secret
很多基督徒不太懂得这个聚会有什么意思你进到聚会你得保护啊
and many Christians do not understand as you gather together you enter into that protection
你只有在教会的生活里面仇敌无法胜过你的
only when you're in the life of gathering together you will not be overcome by the enemy
所以这告诉我们不管你多有能力不管你多有恩赐不管你多了不起你没有办法胜过仇敌的
So no matter how gifted and how powerful you are not able to overcome the enemy
因为主的话已经很清楚告诉我们阴间的门不能胜过他这是指的教会说的
Because the word of the Lord tells us very clearly that the power of Hades cannot overcome it and it speaks of the church
在启示录里面也给我们一幅图画
And it also gives us a picture in the book of Revelation
讲到我们的主耶稣基督身穿长衣直垂到脚
That the Lord Jesus is putting on the robe going all the way to the floor.
这告诉我们主耶稣用教会的生活保护我们
and it tells us that God is protecting us with the church life
这不仅保护我们
not just to protect us
并且教会的生活让我们得做很好的造就
but to edify us through the church life
所以这个我们也必须记得聚会是为了造就人的
and therefore we must know that to get together is to edify ourselves
这是一个聚会的目的
because that is mean purpose of getting together
因为在聚会里面可以得到供应
because in the meeting we will be satisfied or supplied
我们相互供应
that we supply one another
我们在聚会里面相互得到激发
that in the meeting we encourage one another
能使我们更爱主
so we can love the Lord more
叫我们更对属天的事属灵事情有兴趣
that we have a better appetite towards spiritual matters
并且在聚会里面使我们能发挥我们生命的潜能和所一切的功用
and then you can exercise all your potentials or functions as a part of a body
啊，我说的这是真聚会啊
and because I'm speaking of the meeting in its truest sense
当然有的聚会的光景不够好
Of course, some meetings are not gathering in a very good atmosphere.
像哥林多的教会的聚会一样。
And just like the meeting in Corinth.
保罗说：“你们的聚会呢，不是受益，是遭损。”你看这个。
And Paul says, as you get together, you are not being benefited, but you suffer loss.
失去了教会聚会真正的意义。
You lost the true meaning of gathering together.
所以今天主把我们聚在一起。
So when the Lord gathered to us,
我们应当用主的话彼此供应，彼此激励。
We must encourage each other, stimulate one another with the word of God.
所以这是很重要的一件。
And that is very important.
所以当我们能在这一个好的正常的聚会里面聚会的时候呢
，And when we're in a normal church life,
它能够聚出一些美好的结果出来。
It will bear much fruit.
啊，一个好的聚会啊，叫我们越聚生命越丰盛。
A good meeting causes us to grow and mature in life.
越聚属灵上面越有功用。
And the more we gather, the more supplied we are.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
一个对的聚会啊。
A good meeting, a right meeting,
带进这个丰盛的生命
brings in the abundant life.
所以可见这个聚会啊，不是少数人的责任，是我们每个弟兄姊妹的责任，对不对？
Therefore, having a good meeting is not a responsibility of few, but all.
我们大家都有一个想法，我们应该来一个好的聚会。
That all of us need to think that we want to have a good meeting.
聚会让我们对主的认识开始增加。
So that our knowledge towards the Lord will be increased.
聚会可以使我们的生命越来越成熟，越来越老练。
So that our life can mature even more.
我想这是一个很简单的道理。
And I think that's something very simple.
你想一个人一蒙恩得救主，他一点聚会生活都没有。
If you think of a person who is saved and yet do not live in a church life,
他对主的认识会增加吗？
Would his knowledge of the Lord increase?
他的生命会老练吗？
Would his life mature?
他的生命会更成熟吗？
Would life mature and grow?
是不可能的。
No.
弟兄姊妹，我们只有在聚会中间。
But brothers and sisters,
我们得到更多的供应。
Can we receive much supply?
无论在认识，在生命的经历上，都会有增长。
We will grow whether in our spiritual knowledge or our experiences.
并且聚会是聚会出属灵的功用出来了。
And also we live out or exercise the function.
因为我们只有在聚会中，我们可以操练属灵的恩赐。
Because only in the meeting can we practice our spiritual gifts.
这个功用会越用会越明显。
And the more you practice it, the more manifest it would be.
弟兄姊妹们，神把属灵的功用给每一个弟兄姊妹。
God has given us each and everyone a spiritual function.
如果你没有聚会的生活
，and without a gathered life together,
你那个功用就永远都显不出来。
You will never be able to manifest that function.
你记得主耶稣曾经讲一个比方啊
？Do you know? Remember Jesus gave an example?
啊，主把这个像一个家主啊，离开的时候把银子分给很多的人。
And he said he was just like a master leaving and yet leaving many talents to the servants.
有的五千，有的两千，有的一千，对吧
？Some with five. Some with two or some with one talents.
那个一千的呢，他就去把他的那个银子嘛，用手帕包起来，把它埋在地上。
So the one with the one talent would bury his talent in the dirt.
结果我们知道，当主人回来的时候，这个仆人呢被责备，对不对
？And so when the master came back, he reproached him.
啊，这个主人还这个仆人还辩论说，因为我知道你是硬心的人啊，没有地方你要收他指着还说主是硬心的。
And we know that the servant argued for himself. I know that your master who with a hardened heart who would gather when there is none.
那主说什么呢
？And what did the Lord say？
说你既然自己不会做生意，你为什么不把这个钱呢放给这个这个那个 banker 啊，那个放在银行里呢
？And the Lord said, if you don't know how to use your talent, then why don't you even give the talent to the bankers?
他说至少这样，我回来的时候你可以连本带利都收回来，对不对
？So at least when I come back, you'll be able to return the principal along with the interest to me.
这个比喻说明什么
？And what does this example tells us?
就说明那个不肯聚会的人呐、
啊。It speaks of those who do not wish to gather.
你如果不聚会，你这一千两银子就好像是埋在地里面。
When you do not meet together, then it's like you bury your talents in the sand.
我们只有在聚会的生活中，你的功用会越来越显明的。
Only in the meeting can your function be manifested.
啊，我为这个啊，我真是满心感谢我的主。
But for this very matter, I really thank the Lord.
我从蒙恩得救开始，我实在没什么恩赐。
And from the time I was saved, I really don't have much talent.
我也没有多少功用。
I do not have much other function.
啊。我的个性呢又很害羞
and I was an introvert
那么讲话呢也没有条理
And I do not speak with a clear,
主就拉我这样的人出来侍奉他。
And yet the Lord had called me to serve him.
我开头觉得非常的为难。
So in the beginning I felt very difficult.
弟兄姊妹，主的命令我又不能不守。
But then I cannot disobey him.
所以呢，我就硬着头皮呢，把自己交在主手里。
So I just committed myself to the Lord wholeheartedly.
感谢主啊。
But I thank the Lord.
若是没有聚会的生活啊。
You know, without a church life.
弟兄姊妹，你会看见我跟40年前看见的差不多。
And you would see me now the same me as 20, 40 years ago.
但是这40年过来之后呢，参加无数的聚会啊。
But 40 years gone by, I've attended so many meetings.
我就得着了聚会的好处。
And I benefit much from these meetings.
我就看见不仅在聚会里我得着别人的供应，得到生命的供应。
I began to see not only I was benefited from other people.
主也让我有很多机会可以运用，可以操练。
But there are many opportunities for me to exercise my part.
啊，所以到今天勉强可以把道呢还能够讲一点。
So today I can preach a little bit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，and brothers and sisters.
若是没有聚会的生活，我们不可能有这样的属灵上的一种功用。
So without a life of gathering together, we would not be able to exercise or manifest our special function.
不要忽略聚会的生活。
So do not look lightly upon a meeting.
最好呢，我们能把它当作命令来遵守。
Hopefully, we can obey it as if it's a command.
啊，不可停止聚会是一个命令。
That not giving up in gathering together is a command.
这个聚会不仅对我们很重要。
Not only that this particular meeting is important for me.
聚会对神来讲也很重要。
But it is important to God as well.
因为只有当我们在这里聚会，
Because only when we gather together,
神的家才得到建立。
Can the church of God or house of God being built up together?
教会是神的家。
That church is the house of God.
而这个家实际的建立是在聚会的生活里面建立起来的。
And the building of this house is done during the meeting.
所以你看，当我们一蒙恩得救，
so that's why when we're first saved,
刚刚开始的时候呢，我们彼此都很陌生，对不对？
In the beginning, we were all strangers with one another.
感谢主，
but we thank the Lord.
我们带着一同聚会，
as we get together,
我们不仅有同一个生命，
not only we have that one life,
并且呢，越聚呢，越像家人了。
The more we gather, the more we become like family.
越聚呢，聚出那个家的味道来了。
And the more we feel like a family.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and therefore, brothers and sisters,
神家的这个实际只有借着聚会的生活能够把它表明出来。
And the reality of the house of God is only manifested through the life of gathering together.
所以我们讲教会呢，不是一个社会团体。
Therefore, we say church is not a social gathering or organization.
我们也不是光到教会里面来做朋友的。
And we did not come to the church to
我们是家人。
We are family.
我们要聚出那个家的那个味道。
We must exert manifest this family trace of family.
因为神在这个地上，他要得罪一个家。
Because God wants to obtain a home, a house.
安息的所在。
On this earth to be His dwelling place.
所以你看，如果我们不聚会，这个家哪里能被建立呢？对不对
？So if we do not gather, how can we be built up?
所以对神来讲也很重要。
And therefore it is important to God.
那么这更说明啊。
And it speaks more.
我们在聚会中要学习彼此相爱。
That we need to learn how to love one another in a meeting.
我们要聚出这个家的感觉。
We must live together like a family.
在这里没有一个人是外人。
That not one is a stranger.
啊，如果我们回到这里不觉得有家的味道，就是那就不对。
Then it would not be right if you come here, but you do not feel like part of family.
要不然这个聚会不对，要不然就是你不对。
Either the meeting is not a good, right meeting, or you're not right.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and therefore,
今天我们要聚出这个家的味道。
So we must gather together like a family.
这是教会的一个美丽的见证。
And because that is a beautiful testimony of the church.
我们不仅聚出家的这种亲密的关系。
Not only we exemplify this intimacy as a family member.
我们要晓得神让教会成为基督的身体。
But we know that church is the body of Christ.
所以我们要聚出这个身体的实际。
So we must live out this reality of the body.
我们就知道我们不仅彼此是弟兄姊妹。
So not only we're brothers and sisters.
我们也是什么？肢体。
We're also members of one body.
啊，所以这个肢体是彼此相互有需要的。
And so we need one another.
礼拜五晚上呢，我跟那个青年的弟兄姊妹们一点交通和勉励。
And Friday night I had some sharing with younger brothers and sisters.
我就说我们要活出这个基督身体的这个实际。
And we need to live out the reality of the body of Christ.
有两个重点是最基本的。
There are two fundamentals.
第一个
First,
你必须学会顺服元首顺服主
You must learn how to obey God
我们就说嘛你看在我的身体上面
So just like my body,
我每一个肢体都顺服我，对不对？
Every member submits to the head.
我要这个举手，他就举手了。
If I want my hand to raise up, then I raise up.
我要抬脚就抬脚了。
And I can lift my leg.
我要转身就转身了。
Or turn as I wish.
我的头可以控制我的身体。
My head, my brain can control my body.
这才叫做是我的身体。
Then this body will become truly mine.
假设有一天，我心里面想，我。要往前走了，结果呢，这个脚不动了。
But if one day as I want to walk forward, but my leg does not listen to me.
我手想去拿东西，结果呢，它不听命令了。
And my hands do not obey me as I want to reach out for something.
我们知道这是一个很严重的现象。
Then we know something strange has happened.
这个就告诉我们说是一个人瘫痪了，对不对啊
？That this person has become paralyzed.
所以你看见那是多么痛苦的一件事情。
And therefore that becomes something very suffering.
所以今天我们要成为基督身体上的肢体。
So today to be a member of the body of Christ.
第一个就是必须要让主能指挥得动你的。
First of all, we must allow the Lord have the lordship over us.
不然的话呢，就是在基督身体上，你是让主瘫痪的一个肢体。
Then you become a paralyzed member of the body.
啊，我想这个很重要，很简单，对吧？
And that's something very simple.
第二个方面呢？
Secondly,
我们肢体与肢体之间是相互需要的。
That as a member with one another, we need one another.
有一个肢体发生难处的话，别的肢体就要来帮助了，对不对？
And as one encounters difficulties, all the other members come to help.
这是很自然的现象。
That is something very natural.
啊，你不会说，哎呀，今天这个手上呢扎了一根刺啊。
And today, if you have a splinter.
没关系，那是小指头的事情。
And you think, well, that's just the suffering of the little finger.
你不会，你马上全身动员，对不对？
But then you will not, because you will come to aid.
要赶快想办法来解决这个问题。
You will try to solve the problem and take the splinter out.
今天我们要活出基督的身体的实际。
And today, as we want to live out the reality of the body.
在聚会中，
在 in the community,
我们相互之间彼此要照顾。
We must take care of one another.
这样元首的丰富啊，借着聚会就显明出来了。
And then in such a way, the fullness of the head would be manifested through our meetings.
它就有一个身体的一个实际的表现。
And it would manifest the reality of a body.
请我们记得。
And please remember.
这是主所要的。
That is what God desires.
啊，如果我们没有聚会，你根本不可能有这身体的表现。
And without a meeting, we cannot exemplify this reality of the body.
那么还有第三方面。
And thirdly,
我们可以聚出那个国度的实际。
We can live out the reality of the kingdom of God.
在圣徒的聚会中，主能设立他的宝座。
That God can establish his throne in our midst.
他的权柄可以在这里通行。
That his authority can,
他的旨意可以通行。
That his will can be done in us.
他的荣耀可以彰显出来。
And his glory can be manifested.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
圣经为什么对于聚会要用命令这个字呢？
Why is the Bible using a command to tell us?
因为这不仅关乎到我们个人的蒙恩的。
Because not just concerning our individual salvation.
也关乎到神的旨意。
But it also concerns the entire will of God.
所以基督徒才有所谓的聚会生活。
And that's why we have a life of gathering together as the same.
有些刚蒙恩得救的人呢。
And those some who are just saved.
他们有时候会问，为什么基督徒一受浸之后就要聚会呢？
And they will ask, how come after baptism they have to come for meetings?
可不可以不聚会呢？
Is it okay if I do not come?
有的基督徒蒙恩了几十年呢。
And some were saved for decades.
他们里面又感觉到不聚会又怎么样呢？
And they will feel, well, if I don't go to meeting, so what?
少两个聚会也没有关系啊。
If I attend two less meetings, so what?
不，不是没有关系，很有关系。
No, it's a great matter.
弟兄姊妹要记得这是命令啊。
And please remember that is a command.
神给我们的命令。
That is a command.
那么，既然是一个命令，那么我们晓得背后就包含着重大的意义在里面。
And since it is a command, then we know it has great meaning.
一个国家他不会轻易的下命令。
Because for a country, it will not give out a law or command.
如果他要下命令，定规后面有重大的事情要做的，对不对？
Once a country give a command, there's a great meaning behind it.
啊，如果一个军队下命令。
And if there is a command given by the commander,
那么经过这个军队有重大的行动。
Then the army has a great action to go.
随随便便发命令的。
You cannot give a commandment lightly.
啊，我们中国古代的故事里面，有一个故事大家都很熟悉的。
And there is a story in our Chinese history that everyone is familiar with.
在古老的时代，有一个王叫纣，对吧？纣王。
And in the ancient dynasty, there is Emperor Zhou.
为了叫他的妻子呢，那么喜欢的妻子笑一笑。
And in order for his wife to smile a little,
我们晓得那个时候他就做了一件很愚蠢的事情。
And he has done something very foolish.
啊，他们那个时候有很多烽火台是为着这个打仗所用的。那些 tower 上面烧火的。
And those times they have fortresses and towers that has burning fire.
因为这烧火的时候呢，其他各地方的这些诸侯啊，他们就知道说呢，那个京城有难了，大家就赶快带着军队啊要来救了，对不对
？Because when you burn those fire on the tower, all the armies gather everywhere. We know that the capital has a need.
他为了要讨他的这个妻子的一笑
，And because he wanted his wife to smile a little bit,
他就下命令开始这个点烽火了。
So he gave a command that to burn those fire and those towers.
哇，起来啊！
So once this fire comes out, smoke comes up.
各地的诸侯都紧张了，赶快带着部队呀、啊，大家就统统往京城来了，是吧
？So the army scattered everywhere, gathered to the capital.
结果呢，他的那个妻子呢，这个在这个墙上一看他们来的那个呀紧张的样子，看他们很愚蠢，他就笑了。
And so the wife laughed because they thinking those army the way they come in haste and so foolishly, so she laughed.
这些带着军队来的人才觉得他们知道他们受骗。
And then so those people knew that they were deceived.
所以到后来真正的有难处的时候。
And so when the true crisis come.
再一点那个烽火，没有人来了。
When they light up the fire, the smoke come up and no one came to the aid.
他玩弄这个命令
and because he looked lightly and took lightly of the command,
吃到很大的苦果
and he suffered much.
所以弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
我们的神从来不轻易下命令
our God never give a command lightly.
神不是人
because God is not man.
我们今天必须要一个敬畏主的态度
and today we must have a heart of reverence toward the Lord.
我们要把聚会要明白这是神的命令
that gathering together we must understand it is the command of God.
所以既然是守命令的话呢
And since we're obeying commandment,
当然我姑且用这样的一个说法
And let me use this example.
下次不管他聚会好啊不好的
And no matter a meeting's good or bad,
我们对主说主啊我奉命来了
The Lord, I come in obeying your command.
当然我知道主不会叫你这个白白的来的。
Of course, you will not come in vain.
但是你这个态度在神面前是蒙恩的，你知道吗
？But with such attitude, you will be blessed by the Lord.
因为我们没有违背他的命令。
Because you did not disobey his command.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Therefore, brothers and sisters,
今天我们对于聚会，我们必须要有一个慎重的态度。
We must have a very good attitude towards coming to meeting.
我自己。我从主的话语里面领受主的教导
And then as I receive from the word of the Lord
我也希望我的弟兄姊妹从主的话语里面领受主的教导
I also desire you to receive such teaching from the word of God
我再说这不是人的命令
Let me stress
是神的命令
Let me stress again that this is not a command of man but of God
我们开头已经讲过你如果真正守神的命令神有很多的祝福的。
In the beginning, we said that there are so many blessings in store for you if you obey God's command.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord be merciful to us.
让我们真实在聚会的生活里面，我们从神那里领受神的恩典。
That we receive much of God's blessing in the
meeting. 我们也从聚会的生活里面，让神的旨意能够被实行。
And also allow God's will to be done through our life of gathering together.
那也许我们会问说那个聚会很多是不是每个聚会都要参加呢
But perhaps we'll ask, well, there are so many meetings, do I need to attend to every one of them?
啊，我想在初期的教会里面呢
And I think in the beginning church,
给我们呢有几个这个可以做参考的
It gave us some examples to think about.
在使徒行传第二章
In Acts chapter 2,
我们看见耶路撒冷的教会
And we see the church in Jerusalem.
当时他们的聚会里面有四个重要的内容
And at that time they have a very four very important contents to meet.
我想我们根据这四个聚会的内容
And according to these four contents of the meeting
那么来决定我们那个聚会的生活
We use that to decide our life of gathering together.
我今天 不要说告诉你哪个聚会重要哪个聚会不重要啊，所有聚会应该都是重要的。
And today I would not tell you which meeting is important because all of them are.
当你来聚会的时候呢
But as you come to the meetings,
你心里面应该有个清楚。
You must have a clear understanding.
我们至少要有这些内容在。
At least we need to, include these four contents.
你看在初期的教会里面。
If you look at the beginning church,
特别在耶路撒冷的教会。
Especially in the church of Jerusalem.
我们晓得那是教会初初刚刚被建立起来的光景。
We know that the church was just right after its birth.
那个是比较单纯的情形。
It was a very simple condition.
不像今天我们经过两千多年以后，在地上的光景。
And not like today's church, which has gone through 2,000 years of history. And becomes more complicated.
当初他们很简单。
But at those times, they were just simple.
也是很自然的。
And very natural.
那么在圣灵的带领底下。
And under the guidance and leading the Holy Spirit.
他们蒙恩得救，他们就开始聚会了。
When they were saved, they get together.
结果他们就聚会出一种很自然的一种情形。
And they follow a very natural flow.
所以他们就说，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。彼此交接薄饼祈祷
So they obeyed the command the teaching of disciples and fellowship and breaking of bread and prayer
这个是耶路撒冷教会初期教会聚会时候他们有的四个很重要的内容
And that was four very important contents to their meeting
我想我们今天也可以用这四个内容作为我们最简单的要求
And I think I can use these four contents as very simple requirements
所以在聚会的生活里面第一个需要的是神的话语
So the first thing we need in the life of gathering is the word of God
这里讲到使徒的教训
Here it says the apostles teaching
我们都清楚啊
And we all understand
在耶路撒冷教会刚被建立起来的时候
When the church in Jerusalem was just born
他们的手中还没有新约圣经呢。
They did not have the New Testament.
新约圣经大概是主后380几年的时候才正式成典的啊。
And the New Testament wasn't completed until 300 AD.
所以当初他们的聚会呢都是根据使徒的教训。
So at that time they gathered, in keeping of the teaching of the apostles.
不过因为开头的这班使徒们呢他们的光景实在是非常的单纯
And because those disciples their condition was were very simple
所以使徒们都不讲自己的话
they do not speak for themselves
or of their own words 他们乃是讲主所托付他们讲的话
Yet they give out command of what the Lord had commanded them
所以当初使徒的教训就代表神的话
So the teaching of the disciples represent the word of God at that time
所以在聚会的里面
And therefore in the gathering
他们所需要是听见神的话
What they needed was to hear the word of God
在那里有人忠心传递神的话
And someone was faithfully teaching the word of God
神的百姓也遵守神的话
And the children of God kept the word of God
所以这是初期教会他们聚会所蒙恩的头一个点
And that's the first reason why the first church was blessed
今天我们必须回到这个光景的里面
And that is something that we need to turn back to
我们属灵的生活是需要神的话语的
That we need God's word for our spiritual lives
只有神的话是生命的粮
Because only God's word is the word of life
只有神的话是真正的亮光
And only His word is the light
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
And dear brothers and sisters
所以在聚会的里面
Therefore in the meeting
真正好的聚会丰富的聚会那是充满神的话语
A true abundant meeting is a meeting that's filled with the word of God
很可惜啊今天呢在地上的教会啊
But very pitifully, the churches nowadays.
人对神的话的这个爱慕越来越少了，变成。
And the desire towards God's word has decreased much.
我们喜欢活动。
We love activities.
哎，我们聚会里面家就有很多活动了。
And if there's so many different activities in the meeting,
那弟兄姊妹就很喜欢。
Then brothers and sisters would love it.
但是请我们记得。
But please remember.
这个活动啊。
Any kind of activity.
这种的感觉很快就消失的。
Whatever feeling you get from those activities will
vanish. 如果有主的话进到我们的里面。
But if the word of the Lord come into your heart.
这个话才成为我们里面真正的一个供应和丰富。
And that becomes the true supply.
所以聚会的丰富在于神的话语。
Therefore the abundance of meeting depends on the word of God.
所以我们要寻求神的话一同聚集在主的跟前。
So as we gather together, we seek after the word of God.
啊，所以这是当初初期教会所他们聚会的头一个重点。
That was the first emphasis of the first church at that time.
那么第二个点。
And secondly,
就是他们有彼此之间的交接，彼此有交通。
And they were in fellowship with one another.
所以教会里面呢，不仅是光是听话，大家彼此也有交通。
So in the meeting, not only listening to sermons, but we need to have fellowship with one another.
那么这个彼此的交通就是分享生命。
And it is a fellowship of life.
也分享我们个人生活中的经历。
And a fellowship of our individual experiences.
我们把在生活中与主之间所有的这个经历呢，那么能够带到聚会里面呢，和别的弟兄姊妹彼此分享。
So we fellowship and bring into the church our individual experiences with the Lord.
因为既然教会是一个身体的原则，
because if church is a body,
所以神做工在一个肢体身上，就是做工在全体。
Then as the Lord works in one member of the body, then He's working in all.
所以我们个人所有拥有的对主的经历都应该成为别人的一个祝福。
So our individual experience should become the blessing to all.
所以这是很重要的一件事情。
And that is something very important.
那么在使徒行传第二章那里，
And in second chapter of Acts,
它的原文的意思应该是遵守使徒的教训和使徒的交通啊。
And the original language means to devote themselves to the apostles' teaching and the apostles' fellowship.
因为在那个时候，只有使徒们他们跟随过主，他们最懂得什么叫做属灵的交通。
And because only those apostles who had followed the Lord understand the true meaning of fellowship.
所以到后来，约翰就告诉我们。
So John tells us later.
真正的交通。
That a true fellowship
是你先跟神有交通，
is first having fellowship with God.
然后你再跟其他弟兄姊妹有交通，
and then fellowship with one another.
这不是说有两个交通，是一个交通。
It does not speak of two distinct fellowships, but of one.
所以这很清楚，如果在你的生活中你跟主没有交通，
So clearly speaking, if you do not have a fellowship with the Lord,
你跟其他弟兄姊妹就没什么好交通的，
Then you have nothing to fellowship with one another.
所以我们个人的生活和主之间有交通是非常重要的。
So it's important for us to have fellowship in our individual lives with the Lord.
当我们跟他有交通，
because when we have fellowship with the Lord, we have experience.
我们也应该跟其他的弟兄姊妹有交通。
Then we can share with one another.
所以在教会聚会的生活里面，有一个聚会叫做交通聚会。
Therefore, we establish a meeting called a fellowship meeting.
啊，我们希望弟兄姊妹不要怕交通聚会啊。
And hopefully, you're not dread of the fellowship meeting.
我们应该很欢喜的来参加交通聚会。
You should come with such a joyful heart.
也许你自己呢，也许这个礼拜没什么经历，但你可以听听别人的经历啊，对不对？
Maybe you don't have many experience then, but you can listen to others.
最好我们自己有经历，我们能带到聚会来供应别人。
The best is that you have some experience and you bring it to the meeting and supply others.
这样就使教会聚会的生活变得丰富起来。
And then our gathering become abundant and rich.
第三个点。
Thirdly,
就是擘饼。
It is the breaking of bread.
啊。我们知道这个擘饼聚会非常的重要。
We know that breaking of bread is a very important meeting.
然后感谢主带领我们这里有很多的弟兄姊妹很喜欢参加这个擘饼聚会。
And I thank the Lord that many brothers and sisters love to attend the breaking of bread.
这个应该是教会聚会的一个重要的内容。
It should be one of the most important content of our meeting together.
我们不知道为什么啊。
And I don't know why.
在教会历史上面。
That in throughout the history of the church,
这个历世历代的教会都忽略这个东西。
And generations church have neglected this matter.
我们记得主耶稣在地上，他是亲手设立这个聚会。
And we know the Lord established this meeting himself.
主的话多么的清楚说，你们应当如此行啊，嗯。
And the Lord clearly says that do this.
所以这个也是主给我们的命令，也没守到啊。
And that was a commandment that was given to by the Lord.
所以我们就看见在教会历史中，很多的教会都忽略这个东西。
And we see many churches have neglected this.
啊，擘饼是多么重要的一件事情。
How important is to have breaking bread?
这是教会聚会的一个重要的内容。
Because that's one of the most important content of the meeting.
那我们不仅在擘饼聚会里面，我们来感谢主的救恩。
Not only we thank the Lord for His salvation during breaking of bread.
他流血洗我们的罪，供应我们生命。
That He bled and cleansed our sins and supply us His life.
并且他接纳我们在一个饼的里面。
But also He has received and accepted us into that one bread.
在基督的身体里面。
Into His body.
啊，我们是一个合一的。
That we're one with Him.
我们不仅与主合一，与众圣徒都合一。
We're not only one with God, but we're one with one another.
所以这个擘饼聚会。是有很重要的意义在里面。
So breaking bread has a very significant meaning.
不仅我们感谢主的救恩，
Not only we thank God for His salvation,
我们也等候主耶稣基督的再来。
But we are also waiting for His second coming.
所以在等候主再来的生活里面，擘饼聚会 是一项非常重要的一个聚集。
So in waiting upon His coming again, breaking of bread becomes one of the most important meeting.
我们思念他，我们也催促他的再来。
As we think about Him, we also haste His coming.
我们在这里同领一个杯，同领一个饼。
As we partake in one bread and one cup,
说明我们与主之间亲密的关系，与弟兄姊妹之间亲密的关系。
It speaks of the intimacy between us and God and we and the brothers and sisters.
所以这个擘饼聚会啊，是聚会的一个内容，不是一个形式。
And therefore, it is not a formality, but a very important content.
我们不能把它变成一种外表的固定的形式。
We cannot use this meeting as a formality.
我再说，我们如果要聚那个真正的聚会
，Once again, let me stress, if we want to get together in a true sense,
在擘饼聚会中，每个弟兄姊妹的灵都应该是自由。自由的，我们在这里，自由的来敬拜我们的主。
Then everyone's spirit should be free in the breaking meeting and worship God.
所以这个也是我们应当有的聚会的一个内容。
And so that's one of the content that we should get together.
那么第四个点
，Fourthly，
就是祷告聚会。
It is a prayer meeting.
啊，我们看见在这里他们有祷告。
And here we see that the saints get together to pray.
这个。教会的祷告聚会
and the prayer meeting of the church
是说明我们全体对主的依赖
it speaks of our dependence our corporate dependence on the Lord
也说明我们同心合意在神面前一同来仰望
it also speaks of how we looking unto the Lord
所以在祷告聚会里面非常注重的是同心同灵
and so in the prayer meeting what we need to pay attention to is one heart and one spirit
我们晓得今天在地上的教会
And we know that churches nowadays,
各地的教会都是这样。
And it is true with every church.
祷告的人数是最少的。
And there are fewest attendance in the prayer meeting.
这是我们在主面前的一个很大的缺陷。
Because that's where we fall short before the Lord.
所以我们要鼓励所有的弟兄姊妹要参加祷告聚会。
So we need to encourage our brothers and sisters to come to the prayer meeting.
我们应该明白一件事情，在我的聚会生活里面祷告是不可以缺少的。
I must understand that in my church life, prayer is much needed.
啊，所以我们来参加祷告聚会，也等于是遵主的命令啊，一同聚在一起。
Therefore, as we come to the prayer meeting, we're also obeying God's command.
所以我们感谢主啊。
And we thank the Lord.
从大概十多二十年前，我们中间有很多青少年的弟兄姊妹啊。他们这个喜欢参加祷告聚会啊。
And beginning about a couple of decades ago, young people among us loved to come to the prayer meeting.
为这个我一直感觉很稀奇，我也觉得里面很得鼓舞和激励。
And for this, I'm always marveled and yet always encouraged at the same time.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
祷告聚会是教会聚会中间一个很重要的一项聚会。
Prayer meeting is one of the most important meeting in a church life.
所以呢，在使徒行传第二章里面
And therefore in Acts chapter 2
告诉我们当初耶路撒冷的教会他们聚会的光景
It speaks of the church at the condition of the church at that time as they get together
他们有四项是他们聚会的内容
There are four contents to their meetings
我想今天你要不要去参加这个聚会
And today whether you attend any of these
这里有一个给我们一点点的准则。
And here it is giving us a little guideline.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们希望在聚会里面
，And hopefully in our meetings，
我们更多得着主的话语。
We will be obtaining the more.
我们希望在聚会的里面
，And in the meeting，
我们能跟其他的圣徒有交通。
We can have fellowship with other saints.
我们希望在我们这个聚会里面
，And we hope in our meetings，
那我们能够聚出这个擘饼的意义。
We can have a true sense of breaking bread.
我们希望在这个聚会的里面
，and in the meeting,
我们能和我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹一同在诗人的宝座跟前来恳求。
And we can all come before the mercy seat and beseech God.
所以呢，这个呢，作为聚会的重要内容，也作为我们聚会的一个准则啊。
So that become our guideline as well as the important contents to a meeting.
我们知道今天在地上教会里面有各式各样不同的聚会。
And we know that there are so many different kinds of meetings throughout the church.
所以有的时候我们说我们一个人时间、精神、体力都有限，连每个聚会都参加也不可能，对吧
？And it's impossible for us to attend each one of them because our limitations.
所以感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在圣经里面给我们看见一点点的准则。
And the Bible gave us a little guideline.
啊，我们希望呢，弟兄姊妹们根据主的话给我们一点的教导。
And hopefully, according to the teaching of the Word of God,
我们能守主的命令，参加各样的聚会。
We can keep His command and come to the meetings.
聚会的生活
and the life of gathering together
实在是我们基督徒生活中间非常重要的一个生活。
It is a very important aspect of our spiritual life.
我们再说
Once again,
将来到主那里去
when we gather to the Lord,
就是一同聚会。
We are just gathering together in the Lord.
所以盼望今天我们在地上
So hopefully while we're still on earth,
每个弟兄姊妹都能聚丰丰富富的聚会生活。
Everybody can have a very rich meeting life.
我们对我们的聚会要有负担。
That we should have a burden towards the meetings.
我们要把我们的心和灵摆在这个聚会的里面。
We should place our heart and spirit in the meetings.
我们一同在这里维护这个聚会的纯净。
And then we should keep the purity of the meetings.
我们要聚在主的名下。
We gather in the name of Jesus.
我们要聚在主的同在里面。
And we gather in the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
所以这个不仅是我们个人蒙恩的
Not only that we ourselves will be blessed
也让主的心能够得到满足
But the heart of God can be satisfied
所以今天早晨
And therefore this morning
我愿意再一次啊
And once again
就着这个聚会的生活和弟兄姊妹相互之间彼此有勉励
I want to encourage you with you again with the life of gathering together
愿在主还没有回来之前
And hopefully before the coming of the Lord
主就是叫我们在地上呢能够每一次都能够聚那个真实的聚会
And every time we can have a good and true meeting before the Lord
让我们一同在地上等候他回来
As we wait for the Lord's coming
啊，我们最后再唱首诗歌好了好不好
And let's see
让我们一同在主面前有一点点的敬拜
And let's have some worship and prayer before the Lord
祷告赞美敬拜归给我们的主
And we give God our worship, our praise and thanksgivings
我们唱这个359首在他意下
And hymn number 359
我们刚刚讲了聚会生活啊，就好像母鸡聚在小鸡聚在母鸡的翅膀底下一样。
And we say that the life, a church life, just like chicks gathering under the wings of the hen.
所以让我们一同在这里来唱，在他意下。
So let's sing this song under his wings.
请康妮弹一句好了，我们一起唱。在他荫下平安稳妥我居住不管夜色多深且有风雨但我能信靠我知他必眷顾因他已救我说是他儿女在他荫下在他荫下谁能使我离他爱在他荫下这是我的家我必与主起立唱好吗
Let's all stand and sing
在他荫下我能躲过我忧伤我心满足我能再次安心世上并无高有可知我病床再次我的祝福我的慰藉在他异乡在他异乡谁能使我离他爱在他异乡这是我的家我必与主我能躲过我心中一生在此直到十年过去小主保护荫庇无何在天中爱心我是永远无虑在他荫下在他荫下谁能
是我的他爱，在他异乡，这是我的家，我必与主永同在。
我们大家同声有点祷告。
Let's pray in unison。
主，我们感谢你，实在是何等的恩典。主啊，你所设立的生活，满了你自己的祝福。主，我们求你，让我们能够明白真正聚会的意义。主啊，我们欢喜和弟兄姊妹们一同聚在你的跟前。主啊，今天早晨，求你再用你的话激励我们。主，让我们在不多的日子的里面，主啊，真实能和弟兄姊妹在一起，能有美好的聚集。亲爱的主，好叫你自己的恩典祝福都能丰丰富富的临到我们。亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。主啊，当仇敌在地上不断地用许多的事物破坏教会的聚会的时候，求你在这里保守我们，连续我们。主啊，谢谢你早晨在这里恩待祝福我们。我们把每一位弟兄姊妹都交在你的手中，求你垂听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督。亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, our heart is so full of thanksgiving and praise to you.
你不仅把我们从仇敌的手中救赎回来。
Not only you had saved us from out of the hand of the enemy.
你让我们得着你的生命，成为神的儿女。
You also given us your life and becoming your children.
你叫我们回到家里。
And you had brought us home.
能和我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹常常相聚在一起。
So that we may get together with our dear brothers and sisters.
主啊，教会是你的家。
Lord, the church is your home.
当我们一起聚集的时候。
And as we gather,
主啊，你在其中得着安息。
Lord, you will find a resting place.
你在这里能够彰显你自己的旨意。
And here you will be able to reveal your will.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, our heart thank you.
在聚会的生活中，
that in our church life,
你实在给我们有多少的祝福。
You have given us much blessing.
你也给我们有多少的保护。
And so much protection as well.
主啊，我们活在这么一个仇敌四布的环境里面。
Lord, as we live in this world that's full of the, in the realm of the enemy.
只有在聚会的生活中是我们安息的所在。
Yet we can find rest in the church life.
在聚会的生活中，我们能感觉与世界有分别。
That we feel we're being separated as we gather together.
这实在是你的恩典。
Because that is your grace.
我们要求你保守我们。
Lord, we ask you to protect us.
让我们知道你定规让我们聚会，实在有你自己的美意。
That so that we know that it is your good will for us to get together.
让我们能够遵守这个命令。
That we may obey this command.
没有一个圣徒是停止聚会的。
That everyone now is in the habit of stopping meeting.
更没有人是停止惯了的。
And no one is in the habit of giving up on the meeting.
叫我们为着那个日子的临到临来临。
And Lord, for the day that is approaching.
让我们在地上学习遵守你的命令。
May we learn to obey your command in earth.
主啊，愿我们的聚会。
And may our meetings.
能使每个弟兄姊妹都得丰盛的生命。
And would cause everyone to receive abundant life.
使每一个圣徒都能发挥该有的功用。
Everyone would be able to manifest and exercise their function.
愿我们的聚会。
And may our gatherings.
能让你的国度得着彰显，
will be manifest in your kingdom,
让你的身体能够显出它当有的功用，
and reveal the full function of your body.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们知道你所以定规这些，
and we know that the reason why you command this,
实在是为着叫我们蒙更深的祝福。
It is for our blessing and benefit.
愿我们能够体贴你的心意，活在你的跟前。
May we live before you, understanding your heart.
我们谢谢你早晨与我们众人同在。
We thank you for being us this morning.
我们再把感谢赞美都归给你。
Once again, we offer to you our thanksgiving and praise.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers, Lord.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.